Canadian-Israeli peace activist Vivian Silver confirmed murdered by Hamas. By Joel B. Polak on November 13, 2023. The body of Canadian-Israel peace activist Vivian Silver, one of the leaders of the Women Wage Peace Organization, was identified on Monday among the dead at Kibbutz Be'eri, more than 5 weeks after the Hamas terror attack of October 7, -7.10. Our beloved friend, Vivian Silver, was murdered in her home at Kibbutz Be'eri on October 7. Our hearts are shattered. #VivianSilverPic.twitter.com/HT9Y9KCW7W. At Women Wage Peace, November 13, 2023. 74-year-old Vivian Silver, the Israeli peace activist and leader of Women Wage Peace, was thought kidnapped in Gaza. They only just identified her body, 5 weeks after she was killed. Read about her life's work, and may her memory be a blessing to all. Yair Rosenberg, at Yair_Rosenberg, November 13, 2023. Silver was missing and presumed taken hostage. Her organization, Women Wage Peace, posted a note last week. Early Saturday morning, Vivian wrote to say that terrorists had infiltrated the kibbutz and entered her home. And since 11:07, silence. A deafening silence. Vivian Silver, member of Kibbutz Be'eri, central activist of Women Wage Peace and renowned peace activist in many other organizations, has been transporting ailing Gazans from the border checkpoint to Israeli hospitals for years now. Humanist, peace-loving, determined, wise and steadfast Vivian. She is now hostage. Identifying the remains at Kibbutz Be'eri and several other places was a very difficult task because some of the bodies were burnt or mutilated beyond recognition. As Breitbart News reported, forensic experts called an archaeologist from the Israel Antiquities Authority to help, because of their experience in analyzing small fragments of bones, teeth, and other materials in their research. On Monday, a positive identification was made. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported the sad news of Silver's death. Silver's son, Yonatan Tsigan, confirmed his mother's death, telling CBC News on Monday that the 74-year-old's remains had been found earlier at Kibbutz Be'eri, where she resided, but were only identified now, more than 5 weeks after the attacks. She was also the co-CEO of the Negev Institute for Strategies of Peace and Development, which describes itself as an Arab-Jewish organization dedicated to social change, and a former board member for the Israeli human rights organization B'Tselem. Silver also volunteered with Road to Recovery and drove Palestinians to Israeli hospitals from Gaza until recently, Tsigan said. The Hamas terrorists were totally indiscriminate in who they killed, murdering peace activists along with Arabs and Muslims. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.